This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. As Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, including the Al-Shati refugee camp, an open letter to President Joe Biden from advocacy group, the National Muslim Democratic Council, demanding that he broker a ceasefire by 5 p.m. Tuesday or face the consequence of millions of American Muslims withholding their support for his re-election next year. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
A new poll by the Arab American Institute showed support for Biden dropped among Arab American voters from 59% in the 2020 election to 17% ahead of 2024.
We're going to continue to engaging with the Muslim community, the Arab American community, and Palestinian American leaders to hear their concerns.
In contrast, Jewish Americans are deeply appreciative of Biden's support of Israel.
Israel is an important issue, remains a very important issue to Jewish voters. It's an issue about which there's a very high emotional attachment between Jewish Americans and support of Israel.
Meanwhile, there's growing pressure for a ceasefire, including from anti-war protesters during Tuesday's congressional hearing. Administration officials have advocated for humanitarian pauses to allow aid to reach civilians, but say a ceasefire at this point will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The UN body formed to promote respect for and protect people of African descent around the world says in its first report that they continue to, quote, be victims of systemic racial discrimination and racialized attacks. The forum calls for reparations, saying they are essential to rectify past injustices against people of African descent. The report was delivered to the UN General Assembly on Monday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.